Hello and welcome to episode 5 of the Clutch Football Podcast from Serving Up Clutch. I'm your host, James Martin. All being well, we're on for our first new guest next week, but for the time being, I'm stuck with regular Fabio Duarte. I can't believe we're on episode 5 already, Fabio.
Oh, yeah, me neither.
And you can see that the chemistry between us is just flowing now, so we've really grown into it. Oh, dear me. Anyway, this week's match list is going to look like this. We've got Sheffield United versus Leeds, so a nice Yorkshire derby. We've got Manchester City up against Leicester and rounding it off with Liverpool against Arsenal. I promise we won't be doing Liverpool every week, but they've been handed a tricky start with some big clashes in the first 3 weeks now, so I obviously wasn't going to say no to previewing them. But anyway, before we get going, a quick roundup of last week. And there's only really one place to start, isn't there, Fabs?
Son scored 4, which was great. It's better than I thought. I said he scored 2+ at 20-1, so that was really good. I said Southampton, if they had a high line again, Son would have plenty of space and time, and that's exactly what happened. So went perfectly.
Yeah, happy days. I mean, where was the hat trick tip, to be honest? That's too cautious from you, really. But yeah, that's a really good effort from you. And somewhat overshadowed my own success, the wild card tip. That was an 8.4-1 treble winner with Leeds to beat Fulham, Liverpool to beat Chelsea, and Brighton to beat Newcastle. So that was a nice win for me on the overall wild card as well. Slightly different story in the value and wild card tips from the match list. How did you get on in the Arsenal game, Fabio?
A wild card tip was Aubameyang to score 2 or more, and that was never going to happen. It just didn't look like scoring, to be honest.
My value tip did come in at least, which was Arsenal to win 1-0, 2-0, or 2-1. So that came in with late Arsenal winner there. Next up on our match list last week was Chelsea against Liverpool, my team against yours, and I came out on top on both fronts really because Liverpool got the win, and that also meant success for my value tip, which was a Liverpool win at 11-10. And my wild card, no luck. I was thinking there'd be a lot of goals. I think we were both thinking there would be. In the end, it was slightly lower scoring than we anticipated. But again, success for the value. I'll take that. How did you?
Well, the red card was a real killer for me. Werner looked lively, but after the break, Chelsea didn't really have many chances. He could have stepped up to take the penalty, but Jorginho's first choice. So yeah, that didn't come off at 6-5. The draw and both teams to score, that also didn't come off, and that's largely due to the red cards. Chelsea were in the game before half time, but after that, it was always going to be an uphill task.
Fair enough, yeah. And it was a similar story for you again, wasn't it, when it came to Wolves against City?
Well, Wolves were thoroughly outplayed in the first half, but second half they had plenty of chances. They could have drawn level. In the end, City won 3-1, so double chance Wolves draw didn't come in. My last goal scorer tip, Adama Traoré, that never looked likely at 20-1, and it looked even less likely when he remained at right wing back, didn't move up front.
Yeah, fair enough. One of these days you will take my advice and stop tipping last goal scorers. But until that day, I will keep on ridiculing you for these tips. But never mind. I got a bit of luck with the Wolves tip. I had City -1, which came in with almost the last kick of the game, to be honest, deflected Jesus strike. But that came in at just over evens, and it also meant I went 3 for 3 on my value last week, which was satisfying. It's not quite the headline of Son brace at 20-1, but so hopefully a bit more sustainable anyway. No luck on my wild card, unfortunately. I was basically covering my bases there with a Wolves win, so obviously that was miles off. But 3 out of 3 on the value, both of our overall wild cards in. Happy days. Now for this week's match list, and I'll let you kick us off because I've been talking for a while there. We'll start with Sheffield United versus Leeds.
So I've got both teams to score at 4-5. Sheffield United obviously are yet to score, but they have had chances. They've managed to win a penalty, which they missed. Oliver Burke looked lively throughout that one. Leeds, on the other hand, they've scored 7, conceded 7. Some very open games. I think everyone expects them to tighten up at some stage, but maybe they don't tighten up just yet.
Okay, I see where you're coming from. I'll be honest, this is a really hard game to call. But you know, we make our picks off the biggest matchups rather than the easiest one to tip. So I've given it a go as well. My value, I'm on similar-ish lines. I've gone for over 2.5 goals, which comes in at evens. Again, it's quite hard to tip that in the sense that that hasn't happened yet in either Sheffield United game. But then when you look at Leeds, I mean, you could have won on over 6.5 goals on both the Leeds games. I'm not suggesting they'll keep that up, but I think overall, maybe with both teams chipping in with goals, it's quite likely that they'll be able to get over that threshold, over 2.5 goals.
Yeah, I think we're both thinking similarly here, especially with Sheffield United having that red card for John Egan, so they're going to be without one of their key defenders.
Yeah, very true. And hopefully that also bodes well for my wild card, which is a click anytime scorer at 7-2. He scored from open play against Liverpool, and then we found out in the last game that he seems to be on penalties. He took some of them in the Championship last season, seemed to be sort of back and forth with Bamford, but you'd think, having slotted one away, if there are any penalties, he'd be on duty. So with that kind of double threat of penalties and open play, I think 7-2 is reasonable odds.
You're not going to believe this. I've tipped exactly the same thing.
Oh, really? Nothing you want to add?
I don't think I've got anything different. No, besides John Egan's red card, obviously going to have to replace him probably with Ethan Ampadu, who, although he's highly rated, has played very few senior games and has only just joined up with Sheffield United. So maybe there'll be a bit of mistakes at the back. I don't know.
Okay, yeah, fair enough. You've managed to sort of spin out a bit of extra content for us there, which is quite impressive given that I just covered the tip. That was bound to happen sooner or later, and it's just proof that we don't confer in advance on our tips anyway. So nice to get that out the way in the third match list. This may happen from time to time. Never mind. So let's move on to the next game, which I have down as it's Manchester City versus Leicester, isn't it?
Yeah.
So what did you go for there?
Man City minus one handicap. Same thing you tipped last week. They were dominant in the first half against Wolves. They could have gone up at the break 2 or 3 nil. They allowed them back in the second half, but they still won by two in the end. I think it could be a similar story again. Leicester are yet to face a top side. They struggled to break down West Brom in the first half. That was nil nil. Eventually they won 3 nil with two penalties. And against Burnley, they still conceded twice. So.
This is unfortunate. So yeah, as I've done the same thing. Yeah, so anyone who listened last week will notice a recurring theme. Anyone who listened to Fabio just now will notice a recurring theme for that matter. But yeah, as I mentioned in the last pod, City minus one is probably to be expected in most games, and whenever it comes in it, on or around evens like it does here, I'll probably be tempted. So yeah, I've ended up going for the same tip there. Hopefully we diverged on the wild card where I have De Bruyne and Sterling to score at 9-2. I don't love this, but it was tough to find good odds here for me. And De Bruyne seems to be on penalties for City. He's a threat from other set pieces as well, and to a lesser extent in open play. Sterling was City's top scorer last season, and he looked fairly dangerous against Wolves. So I think there's a chance that comes in.
Yeah, I also had difficulty trying to find a good tip for this one. In the end, I settled on Gabriel Jesus, first goal scorer at 7-2. Aguero is injured, so hopefully he should start unless Guardiola starts messing around. Obviously, there are so many City players capable of scoring. I think there were five who scored 10 plus last season, so any one of them could score first. But Jesus scored in the last game, he had another one disallowed. I think he's just as likely as anyone to score first.
Yep, like you say, we're both clearly struggling a little bit there, but the first goal scorer is potentially a decent way of finding some reasonable odds on that game. So yeah, I can understand that one. We'll move on. Liverpool against Arsenal. They say never bet on your own team. I'm actually 2 for 2 on my Liverpool value tip so far. Just thought I'd throw that out there. Another appearance for Liverpool in the match list. This might be the last week for a little while, but here we go. My value tip here is Mane to score any time, which is 23-20. Mane historically loves playing Arsenal, and he's coming off the back of a brace against your lot, against Chelsea. Sorry to bring that up. So I kind of fancy that one.
Yeah, fair enough. I've gone for Liverpool over 2.5 goals at 11-8. It's quite hard to find value here, but Liverpool, they've averaged 3 goals from an admittedly small sample size so far. And Arsenal conceded to West Ham, so I don't think their defence is up to scratch just yet.
Pretty damning indictment of West Ham there. But But yeah, I see where you're coming from. That's probably slightly better odds than I would have expected for Liverpool over 2.5. So yeah, I quite like that on the whole. It's not dissimilar to my wild card, which is Liverpool by exactly 2 goals at 7-2. Exact margin market isn't really where I'd want to be on my wild card, but with Liverpool's odds for the win being quite short, it's where I've had to go to find some sort of value. They won by 2 against Chelsea, of course. I'm not just using any excuse to bring that up. It is relevant here. I'd be surprised if they conceded more than one, and then I'd back them to score sort of 2 or 3. So it seems like a reasonable shout.
It's certainly more likely than mine. I've gone for a bit of a punt here.
Go on.
Andrew Robertson, anytime goal scorer, 13-1. I don't love it, but that's reflected in the odds. Bellerin's been quite advanced in the early games. There should be space in behind. Robertson could pop up with a goal.
If you get that one right, then fair play to you, because I'm not sure Robertson scored since he was at Dundee United, has he? I mean, he's not exactly prolific. But yeah,
Yeah,
okay.
he really isn't prolific. I think it was 2 league goals last season that I saw.
Yeah, there's some space down that flank, so it's possible. Fair enough. You've been a bit sort of handcuffed by our own rules there. But the one thing I would say is I think that's significantly less likely than the Son brace was last week and at worse odds. So for me, that's a bit of a no-no. And we'll go on to the overall wild card. Have you gone for something similarly audacious?
Che Adams to score 2+. So obviously he hasn't scored yet, and he only scored 4 league goals last season. But so far he's had most big chances from the first 2 weeks. He's been unlucky not to score in both games. He finished last season strongly, 4 goals in July. And Burnley have a lot of injuries. Ben Mee's out. James Tarkowski is a doubt. They conceded 4 to Leicester. And the side they fielded had Jimmy Dunn making his debut, Eric Peters playing in midfield, and a 35-year-old Phil Bardsley. So I think Burnley are there for the taking, and Che Adams to score 2+ goals is my tip.
I'm not going to riff on you for that one. I actually think that's a great tip. Like you say, he's been getting into really good areas. He's been unlucky. Southampton as a team have been scoring goals. He's just not been the one finishing them as yet. I think that could be a really nice tip. I might even get on that one myself, try and get on your Son bandwagon belatedly and scoop up one of your wild card winners. I have gone slightly lower odds, but still over our 8-1 overall wild card threshold, and mine is Jimenez 2+ goals versus West Ham. It's kind of disappointingly low at 17-2, given that you got Son at 20-1. It's a bit of a step down from that, but he's scored each week so far, and he's up against the West Ham side, who, well, clearly you don't rate. I'm probably a bit less harsh than you, but I'm not a huge fan of their defensive strength either. But I think there's a decent chance of that coming in. I was sorely tempted to go for broke and try and beat your tip last week. Pedenche 2+ is 40-1, and he was popping up in some really dangerous positions against City. But I've bottled it a bit and gone with the main Wolves source of goals in Jimenez.
Yeah, I think Jimenez is the one to go for there. I could easily see Pedence scoring, maybe not twice. Jimenez 2+ sounds good. The odds are a bit lower than you'd hope, but I think that's quite a likely thing.
Yep, okay, so we're in agreement, sort of. Obviously, with the overall wild cards, they're long shots. We probably won't go 2 for 2 every week, but there you go. If we're anywhere close to last week, then we'll be happy with that. I hope you've enjoyed the show. This has been the Clutch Football Match List from Serving Up Clutch. Remember, you can follow Serving Up Clutch on Twitter at Serving Up Clutch. Please tune in next week, where we'll be discussing another round of the most exciting fixtures. For now, thanks for listening. Goodbye.